I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. The Cats are back in the Final Four, and there's a business side to all of this, and that's why we're talking with the editor-in-chief of Business Lexington. His name is Eric Carlson, and he joins me today. Good day to you, Eric.
Good day to you, Alan.
Obviously, last night, a very exciting game as the Wildcats pull it out, and the place where they play all their basketball games at home, Rupp Arena, is all of a sudden everything any lawmaker wants to talk about or not want to talk about. What happened over the weekend as far as Mayor Gray was concerned?
Well, he left to talk about Rupp Arena to the conference committee in Frankfurt during their closed-door meetings over the weekend that didn't end until about 5 o'clock Sunday morning. And while he was there, he made his final pitch to try to get the $65 million that was allocated in Governor Beshear's proposed budget for the complex. That includes the convention center relocation and expansion, and potentially being a catalyst for an entire district in and around the arena. And while he was there, he apparently was unsuccessful at swaying the legislative group to go ahead and include the $65 million or a major portion thereof in the final budget. What exactly they've got, at least as of Sunday evening, we didn't know yet, and neither did the mayor's office, and he didn't want to release his statement until getting a chance to really pour over the budget, which is going to be voted on in both the House and Senate, supposedly during the day Monday.
Does this really kill the Rupp project? Does it? Obviously, it delays it.
That's right. And at this point, to say if is almost a misnomer. It's for all foreseeable purposes for the next 2 years, the project is at a halt. I would imagine the mayor is going to be coming back with it in 2 years, having the, quote, bulletproof financial plan that we were promised back in July within 45 days that we still have yet to see. He'd have that together, I'd imagine, by the time the legislature meets again to discuss a budget in 2 years.
What about the University of Kentucky? They never were really on board with this from the get-go. Did that, in the end, hurt the effort to get this bonding through?
Well, it certainly couldn't have helped it all that much. What the university was concerned about was that there would be a zero-sum game, that every dollar that went to Rupp would potentially be pulled away from them, whether it was through their operational budgets, which the budget still takes 1.5% away from them on, or from their capital projects that they were hoping to get through. So not having the university as a cheerleader for it, I wouldn't say they weren't necessarily on board, but they certainly weren't out front pushing it. I couldn't imagine made it very easy for this one to happen.
There are a number of businesses that have kind of opened up recently with the idea and the thought that they were going to cash in on this new direction with Rupp Arena and the area around.
Right, and that's one of the things that wasn't pushed all that hard in this campaign to get the $65 million from the legislature. The focus seemed to be UK basketball and Rupp Arena itself. But, we did announce last week in Business Lexington two new businesses opening up on the Pepper Distillery campus down in the Distillery District. The owners of Sidebar are opening a new bar down on the Pepper Distillery called Break Room, and Mark Jensen, who is the owner of the Fork in the Road food truck, which has been very popular, is opening a bricks-and-mortar restaurant in the same facility that's going to be called Middle Fork. And so all this was happening with some excitement around it for the thought of that we were going to start to see this little bit of convergence and marriage of the downtown and the Distillery District through the development that was assumed to be happening once you saw the completion of the new Rupp Arena project.
And we'll leave it at that today. Eric Carlson, editor-in-chief of Business Lexington, has been our guest on Biz Lex Chat. And we'll all be watching this Saturday with the Cats in the Final Four. Thanks again, Eric.
Sounds good. Look out, Wisconsin.